Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Business Rockstar.
I'm Ken Rakowski, and I'm your host for the next 2 hours here at Business Rockstars, where we connect you to everything entrepreneur, from starting to growing to funding your business. I love those three things. They're important silos. We're here to help you so you never, ever feel alone. On today's show, we'll go from mentoring to figuring out the idea of what it takes to get confidence to, of course, your questions, your comments, your ideas, 855-ROCKSTAR or businessrockstars.com. Our guest today, our first guest, will be talking about the idea of how do you get confidence within yourself. He is a confidence builder and also a hypnotist, and he's actually worked with me personally to help me find my personal confidence through hypnotism. You'll have fun with him. And then also, what do you think about the idea of Yelp for you? Oh, no. Yes, I'm talking about a personal Yelp where you can actually see, like the Better Business Bureau used to have reviews on companies, how about a Yelp for individuals? Our entrepreneurs joining us today has probably one of the hottest apps right now that's all around the idea of personal reviews on people. And it's called People, like P-E-E-P-L-E, like peeping. We'll find out more about that. All right. So I thought that was kind of fun. Do you know who Kelly Slater is? One of the world's greatest. I would think him having his job, and now since he's retired, it's pretty cool too. But he's talking about the whole idea of how to go after the big ones.
And to think big, don't just think of like just a little problem you have at school or just a little, I mean, you got to take care of those things too, but it's, you know, someone like the Dalai Lama, he's thinking about the whole world every time he makes a decision, you know, and if more people think that way, more big, great things happen.
Think big. Think big. Dalai Lama. Okay, I could use that one. Let me see if I could run with the Dalai Lama. I don't think the Dalai Lama is probably the right entrepreneurial one to talk about, but let's talk about other people that are thinking big. Mark Zuckerberg, only, 15 years ago, probably was not on anyone's radar. Company's been around, 12 years now, Facebook initially. He's thinking big. If he was a country, he'd be about the third biggest country on the planet, being Facebook. Thinking big there. I think most of the people that we really talk about on the show are thinking big. Thinking big and then applying it to what you're doing. So if you want to go off there and say, hey, I want to create the next best whatever, think big. Just don't think about your town, your community. I have the best jelly I ever want to make, and I've gone to a farmer's market. People like my jelly and preserves. Think big. How do you get worldwide distribution? Yeah, but Ken, I mean, I got to think local to grow my business. You do, but how are you going to get on airlines and cruise liners? And how are you going to get your product to where it's world recognized? Think big. So don't think small, think global. Don't think slow, think fast. So that's the key. Well, how do you do that? What are some of the processes? Because being an entrepreneur, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You do want to be fast, but you want to conserve your energy along the way. So here are some processes for you to understand what it takes to be big or think big. You have to get in the right frame of mind. Entrepreneurship, like I said, it's about making sure you conserve your energy for the long haul. It's all around the idea of scrutinizing your ideas so you can actually allow them to grow. But what I want you to do is understand that whatever your idea is, unless it is only something that's made for your zip code, you want to think at a global level. How do you blow this up? How do you make it huge? Don't be afraid to experiment and try it out in different areas. I find it fascinating. A friend of mine that's been on the show a few times has taken a salt product, S-A-L-T, and He's tried it out in farmers markets in Southern California, and then he went over to other markets, farmers markets in different areas around the United States, and used that as a testing ground to test it out to see if it was right for those local communities. He's done incredibly well throughout the process. He's used farmers markets as a way to make it happen. As you go to these towns and these communities to grow your product, you need to understand what is important to that community. I always call it the indigenous properties. What's important to the people that are from there? What's the history of the people that are there? Just don't walk into a town and think you can sell your product without really knowing who the people, the customs, the actual stories are of the people in that community. Super important, by the way. People neglect to realize that if you know a little about where you're at, it can really play off big. So learn about where you're selling your product. Know about the people out there. Brush up on the history in the area that you're at. You also want to think around the idea of propensity. Propinquity. There's a new word for you, propinquity. And that is, what is the relevant product for the relevant time? Relevant product for relevant time. Meaning, what is your product you're selling? Does it match up to the relevant right time for that community? So if I'm selling a winter product, I'm not going to go to Orlando, Florida and sell it, right? It's the wrong product for the wrong time or wrong location. Got to make sure your product really syncs up to that town, that community, that location. When you think big, don't think the whole world's going to take it, but think the world is your market. And understand that there's certain areas in the world that will be the right place for you. Encourage to constantly learn about what's happening in those parts of the world. And always make sure there's ways and incentives for the people in those towns and those communities to buy your product. So let's start slow. I want to talk to our friends like in Kansas or in Mississippi that are listening, wherever you're at in the United States or North America. Let's just say you have a really cool product and you know that people want it. Let's start really small. I want you to go to a farmer's market and find out what it takes to show your product off at that farmer's market. I love farmers markets as a great test ground to make sure you have something that people are going to want. So go to that farmers market and understand it's not going to happen your first try. It might take two or three tries. And farmers markets could be relatively inexpensive to do things at. First, of course, you need your setup, your table, your tent, whatever it is. Let's say you're going to spend $300 there. Then you have to pay the farmers market cost, which in some cases might be $50 to $100. So in one weekend, you can try for about $500 to see if a market is going to like what you have. To me, it's a fertile test ground. It's an opportunity that really gives you feedback from people, and it's on one-on-one with the potential buyer, your potential customer, with what you have. So wherever you're at, look into your local farmers markets. And if they work, then you start branching out to other farmers markets. Big products were created this way, everyone. Don't think and brush those things off. They're incredibly valuable. In Los Angeles alone, on one given weekend, there's over 100 farmers markets that are happening just in LA. Chicago, you have farmers markets that are going on all year long, even though it could be epically cold at times. But there are farmers markets. Please, and don't confuse them with flea markets. Those are totally different. I'm talking about something that brings a regular crowd on a regular basis, one day a week, to an area to where you could show off and have communication with the people you're with. That's a farmer's market. I love going to those. And these are things that people want to take other people to, too. So it's not just one individual checking out your product. It could be hundreds. And you're looking at a relatively low cost to do this. A couple of important things you need to be aware of. One, of course, remember farmers markets have certain time windows you could buy and sell things during. Two, you want to know about the local community that you're at. So if you're doing something in Mississippi or if you're doing it in Florida or wherever you're at, understand what the people are like. What's the hot conversation? What's going on? Don't feel like you're an alien because you don't know anything that's going on, but learn what's going on there. And then, of course, price yourself right for that area. Super important because what it costs in Southern California to sell a product compared to somewhere in Baton Rouge might be different. So pay attention to what's going on in that town and the community. Again, I am a huge fan of farmers markets. I bought stuff there. I bring people there. I take pictures. And I've gone to a few farmers markets now that are utilizing social media in a way to where every time someone buys something, they take a picture, they upload it to their Instagram. They use it in a great way to feature the customers that are buying stuff. So farmers markets are not old and antiquated anymore. They're new, they're progressive, and they're where you should be discovering your potential clients, customers, to see if your product really works with them. Farmers markets right now are the hotbed for innovation when it comes to connecting with customers, to test with customers. So look into them. Find out where they're at. It's a good place to be. You know, we talk about start, grow, and fund. This is a great place to start your business by connecting with your customers. And by the way, I know some people that all they do are farmers markets now. That is their main retail location, and they make a sizable living utilizing farmers markets throughout the United States. So there's your opportunity. Okay, so when we come back, we've got a nice little treat today. We'll be looking at what it takes to make sure you touch your inner confidence by using things like meditation and hypnotism to bring it out. I know it sounds crazy, but we should be aware of it. I know a lot of people that meditate on a regular basis. And then also, what would happen if there was a way to review or leave a review or stars for different people, not just businesses? How does that transform the business landscape? We'll find out more. Any point in time you want, just give us a call, 855-ROCKSTAR. Of course, drop me an email, ken@businessrockstars.com. Our goal today and every day is making sure you are in the center of everything that's going on with business and connecting you to everything that's entrepreneur. I'm Ken Rakowski from Business Rockstars. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike, entrepreneur and founder of Rib Tea. I always had a tough time finding undershirts that not only fit me right, but also stayed tucked, felt great, and of course, didn't break the bank. That inspired me to create Rib Tea. Disrupt your wardrobe with Rib Tea undershirts. Find them at ribtea.com. That's RIBBEDTEE.com. While you're there, grab the top 10 rules to buying and wearing undershirts guide for free. Rib Tea undershirts are a new breed of undershirt that meets every guy's needs. Like our Evo Tensile undershirts, they're close-fitting, softer than silk, cooler than linen, and of course, have a stay-tuck design. First impressions are so important for entrepreneurs. How you wear your clothes can say a lot about you. Rib Tea is that small change in your daily routine that will make your clothes look and feel better. Hello, skin. Meet comfort. You deserve a better undershirt. Rib Tea undershirts and t-shirts are made in America and offered at a great price. Disruptor of the undershirt universe, changing your life one undershirt at a time. That's RIBBEDTEE.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Business Rockstar.
Kim Murkowski, Business Rockstars. I get to connect you to everything entrepreneur by bringing you rock stars from around the world that have done it themselves, or they help rock stars become rock stars and stay rock stars. When was the last time you've meditated, you've taken time to yourself to zen out, or you've gone to a professional that helps you find those inner strengths or potential inner fears to allow you to cast those away? Well, I got one of those guys with us that does that exactly. He helps you find your inner confidence by using techniques and tools like hypnotism to do it. Ken Dubner is joining us, and this is exactly what you do.
Yes.
You're a hypnotist is what the term is.
A hypnotherapist.
I got to say it right. What's the difference?
A hypnotist, you know, I've done those stage shows that you see.
Yes.
That's a hypnotist. A hypnotherapist has done a lot more study, a specialized study in what to do once people are in hypnosis, because there's an art to getting people into that altered state, but then what you do with them in that altered state is just as much an art form.
Okay.
In other words, some people are really good at just altering your state, but they don't know what are the techniques therapeutically that should be used to help you.
Makes sense. I got to first tell everyone listening and watching, I've gone and you've actually done your magic with me at an entertainment level.
At an entertainment level.
I know it works. I know that you could put people in that state. So recommendation, you know what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
But let's not use it for the entertainment purpose. Let's use it for the entrepreneurial process.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs sometimes don't know their hidden strengths or weaknesses, and when they go through this hypnotism process, their walls go down, right? Is that what happens?
What happens is we have a critical mind, a critical faculty it's called, and the critical mind is the part of your mind that takes in any new information and compares it to what you already know.
Okay.
The problem is what you know is what you learned as a child. So if deep down what you know is you're worthless, it doesn't matter how many good things happen, you're still going to find that worthlessness in the experience.
Right.
And, you know, cognitive dissonance means that we are always looking to support what we already know or we think is true and to get away from the things we don't think are true. It doesn't mean they are actually true or not. It just means from our viewpoint, from our unconscious, from the schema of which we take reality based on everything we learned as a kid, that doesn't ring true.
So how do you rip that apart or remove that so we could actually find out what we're at?
Well,
how do you do that?
I don't really use the term rip it apart when talking about the mind.
Sorry, but how do you do that?
Get in there with a jackhammer. Well, there's a couple of different ways to do it. I work with people in four different quadrants, but we'll talk about the unconscious mind first. In order to access the unconscious mind, you have to get past that logic reason part, because that's the part that can reason it out. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if I'm working with a lawyer, they're as good as I am at arguing anything.
Absolutely.
And using logic to do it. I can't do the psychological work, the cognitive piece, where it's just, you know, your inner dialogue. And let's logically suss out why is it that you are not confident and then tell you why you should be. That's not going to work for them. They're going to have counter argument.
So you get them into it's a gamma state?
It's a relaxed state. It's an alpha state. It's a relaxed
alpha
state. And what you're doing is you're bypassing the critical mind. In other words, and you remember this probably from when you did it with me, you may even have a conscious dialogue whilst I'm giving you a suggestion that you are actually able to be confident and giving you a scenario and taking you through a guided visualization that says, I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not. But once you have that experience, it's a reality for your mind.
You actually, because I watched a tape of what you did with me, because mm-hmm. I don't remember most of it.
That was a very different kind of experience.
No, but there was a suggestive thing that happened at the end, and one thing I wanted to do was lose weight, and I did. Mm-hmm. I lost a lot of weight, actually, and it wasn't something that you did. It's something I did because you allowed my walls to go down.
Right.
So what things could we do as individuals to take some of your tactics and apply it to ourselves?
All right, let's go with perceptions and the unconscious. Let me give you a real quick, there's four ways that I work confidence.
Go ahead.
One is the body, how you hold your body, how you stand, how you sit, how you move, how you breathe. That is one vector. The other one is the conscious mind. That's the cognitive part, the part that has the self-dialogue, the logic reason.
Got it, okay.
The other part is your perceptions. It's how you focus on the information that's coming in. Are you making big pictures of every negative thing that happens and tiny pictures of any good things that happen? Or are they in black and white and these are in big color? And the other part is, and you picture a triangle when I'm doing that, the other part is the unconscious mind. That's the emotional part. That's all the things that are programmed into you. And I will tell you this, after 20 years of doing this, we think that we are grown-ups walking around with logic and reason and making logical, rational decisions. We are not. We are little kids in grown-up bodies doing everything according to our emotional needs and then using logic and reason to justify it. Just like they say, you buy on emotion and then you just... That's true.
Okay.
But you do everything that way.
So how do we go at what quadrant then? What's the quadrant we need to go after and recognize?
Any one of them will work. Which one do you want? Pick one. I'll give you whatever you want.
No, tell me which one works best as an entrepreneur.
They all work. They have to work together. You change any one, you change the other ones. In other words, if you're in a very unempowered state as far as your body, you're slumped over, you're breathing down shallowly in your chest, you're lifting
down. To me, that
down.
Sounds easier to recognize because you can see it externally that there's
right.
a problem, right?
Right. Well, it's easy for me to recognize it because it's my specialty. Other people don't always recognize it because we get used to seeing people in that way. But there's a lot of different body language things you can do. But since you asked me as a hypnotist, I'll tell you this. One way to bypass that critical mind is to do a visualization. And people talk about, I don't do hypnosis, but I do guided visualizations. Well, if you're doing that, you're in a hypnotic trance. If you are sitting here and yet a part of you is there in the guided visualization, you are in what we call trance logic.
Okay.
You know you're sitting here, yet you're there, yet you're here. And it makes sense in your brain at that moment because that critical mind is about logic. The conscious mind is about logic. The unconscious has nothing to do with logic.
Can I want to make sure, are you saying... It's not an out-of-body experience, but
not at all.
No, but you're actually looking at yourself outside who you are and analyzing yourself.
Right. So that's playing with two quadrants, the perceptions and the unconscious. I'll give you a technique you guys can do. Most people, for your listeners, think of something you're really proud of that you've done in the last year. Think of the represent it in some way in your mind, something that you're really proud of. And just kind of take a snapshot of what you see and then pass that. And now think of something that you're really ashamed of, something that you really wish you hadn't done, where you really messed up in the last year.
Okay.
And take a snapshot of that. And I find if you ask Americans this question, you get a certain answer. The question is, when you were thinking of the thing that you were really proud of, were you seeing it again as if you were looking out through your own eyes, as if you were in...
You were proud of it because you were celebrating it.
Right.
As
let me get to the question now. Were you seeing it for you?
I was telling you how
and you have a very unique neurology, but let's say it works for you. When you were representing it visually, were you seeing it again as if you were looking through your own eyes, or were you watching Ken on a screen have the experience?
On the negative one, I was seeing it as a third party. As the positive one, I was enjoying it myself.
And that is what successful people do.
Oh.
What I find is, that's great, but what I find is most Americans, we do the opposite. We step into the negative thing. It's almost like that.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the whole puritanical, if I suffer enough, because when you step in, you're feeling it again. So what you're doing is saying, hey, a good experience, I want to feel it again. I want to get the juice from it. That's
right.
What you do. A bad experience, I want to learn from it.
Yeah, I look from the outside.
I can see it and learn what that person did. You don't need to suffer every time you think about the experience in order to know I don't want to do it anymore.
That makes sense. Wow.
So that one switch over for a lot of people is massive. Teaching them to do the right thing, the right way to perceive that world, how to take it and do I do it. It's called associated, is if you're looking through your eyes, or dissociated, looking at a movie screen. I also noticed that some of my South American clients, they had never done the dissociated. They had only done associated. It was like a magic trip. And actually some mutual friends of ours I'm thinking about. And my theory is, you know, what is the stereotype of a South American people? They're very in a moment. They're very passionate. Yes, when you're in an associated state,
you
are.
How can people find you, Ken?
If you go to mindtrainingsolutions.com, that's my website.
That's where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, appreciate hanging out with us.
No problem.
Kind of a surprise visit by Ken. He's here. There you go. You learned something, how you associate yourself when it comes to your issues and your celebrations. You want to be inside on the celebrations, outside on the issues. Hey, when we come back, how about the idea of Yelp for people? Kind of a mind-blowing idea. Let's see how successful it is. I'm Ken Rogowski, connecting you to Everything Entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
Gotta have it. Napa Know-How!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is Business Rockstars.
Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars, come to you from Los Angeles, California. Let's call it one of those epicenters of opportunity where there's so much great entrepreneurial spirit that's happening. It's probably happening where you're at, in Hammond, Indiana, to Kansas City, Kansas, to Tampa, Florida. Wherever you're at, there's so much entrepreneurial zeal that's going on. It's great to have you join us on the show. Of course, if you miss any part of the show, just go to businessrockstars.com. She's from California but resides in Alberta, Canada. Which is beautiful, by the way. It is. I believe, Julia, here I go. Cordray, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. That's it. Easy. Are you an entrepreneur?
Of course, yeah.
Well, you said it like, of course I am. How do you define an entrepreneur?
I feel like you're born with it.
Right from the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was starting my first businesses when I was 7, and then I had a babysitting business when I was 14. I was so busy, I had to hire my brother into it.
What was your 7-year-old business? What did you do at 7 years old?
I walked dogs.
That's a good business.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I met this individual in Chicago that does vertical walking, so it's all skyscrapers, makes over $400,000 a year walking dogs.
I'm in the wrong career.
No, I think you're in the right career. I think you actually are right there at the point to where you've created something pretty amazing. But before we get there, yeah. A little background, why Canada? I mean, love Canada, but
yeah, sure.
Why did you move up there?
So my mom's Canadian.
Okay.
She was born in Winnipeg, and she wanted to raise her kids in Canada. My grandparents bought us a house in the Okanagan, which is kind of like the Sonoma Valley of Canada.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You can't go wrong. Unfortunately, when I moved there, I was too young to obviously enjoy the wineries, but I love going back and visiting.
Do you still live in Toronto or up in Canada?
I do, yeah. I'm in Calgary.
You're in Calgary?
Yeah.
Well, Calgary's great, too.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, I can wear a cowboy hat out there and feel comfortable, okay?
It is fun during Stampede.
It is, and there's a lot of mosquitoes, but that's another story. So you're up there, and you've dabbled pretty deep in the whole recruitment side of things,
right?
We might call it headhunting.
Yeah, sure,
but
you're
not satisfied with that industry, or do you love it?
You know, I actually entered that industry because I wanted to disrupt it, and I felt like it was just like an old-school industry that needed some new techniques. And so with CareerFox, I ended up creating a proprietary recruitment process that leads to a 96% successful placement rate.
Wow.
So I used a lot of technology to source talent, screen talent, and that's what made us get on the map with recruitment.
Yeah, but let's face it, that industry is really a people relationship business.
It absolutely is.
Right?
Yeah.
So no matter what technology you've created, it's still about you getting out there.
That's right. Yeah, people have to know you, trust you, like you, refer business to you. Absolutely.
And it that's important.
Is a relationship business.
As an individual, you go out there, make your mark as somebody that's trustworthy.
Yes.
That people feel comfortable talking to.
Absolutely.
Knowing that you're a connection point.
Yeah.
And that took some time to build up that reputation, right?
It does, yeah. It took 7.5 years.
It's a long time.
It is, yeah.
So where did that business get tiring for you?
I wouldn't say it ever got tiring. I just felt like my passion shifted once I came across the People App opportunity.
All right, so. Could we talk about this? Because you are kind of the talk of the town lately, and I'm not just talking ours, everywhere. Can I just oversimplify it for a second?
Sure.
Yelp reviews for people.
Yes, no? That's what we've been called, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what we've been called, the Yelp for people, yeah.
Is that, you don't like that title?
Well, I can't really defend it because I'm the one that started it, so I can't be upset, but... you know, just there's so many differences that we have compared to Yelp, okay? So you're not anonymous on our platform. You're not at the mercy of all these fake reviews from your competitors trying to take down your business or anything like that. I love Yelp, but I think it can have some improvement areas.
That's fine.
And just like you can't compare people to restaurants, you can't really compare an online reputation management tool like ours to Yelp. So
I'm a big fan of what you're doing, but the reason why is because I'm a very transparent individual. I have no problem hiding who I am.
Right.
So someone like me completely benefits from this.
Absolutely.
You know, someone that uses social media as a transparent tool doesn't hide a persona over it.
That's fantastic.
Right?
No, yeah, you're the right person for
sure. I don't know if I'm the typical person that would like to use it, because most people who would like to use yours are the ones that are trying to say, hey, I'm not that bad guy that everybody else hates.
What's great about the app is it's for anybody that wants to showcase their character or display their character to others, mm-hmm. right? So somebody like you can get amazing recommendations, share them through your social media platforms. You can share your professional profile with anybody that you want outside of the app through right. text or email, you know, Facebook, Twitter. There's so many great things you can do that can help you manage your online reputation safely.
So I know that LinkedIn has tried to do this with their own rating side, recommendation right. side. Things like Clout has tried to do this with a Clout score.
Yeah, that's right.
There's
yeah.
tools that are out there, but in some ways you can gamify those
right.
and tweak them to what you want them to say.
Right, and we're finding, like, I love LinkedIn from a recruitment perspective,
right.
but the endorsements are mostly false, right?
Of course
they're
they are.
From people that don't really know you. They're endorsing you. If you and I know each other on LinkedIn, I can endorse you for moonwalking. I mean, that's kind of silly.
Quite good at it.
You know, what I do appreciate about LinkedIn is it seems to be the most relevant place to find somebody's professional information. But if you can't find it, then what? Where do you go? How do you find out if that employee is the best person to hire? How do you find out if that person is safe to be around your children?
Well, how do you, do it then? How would you do it in the old days? I mean, big recruitment firms like
right.
Korn Ferry and all that, when they go after executives,
yeah.
it was all word of mouth and
it
then
was.
Interviews and
reputation, right? They'd call anyone in that network, surround all the people that have that level of jobs, and they would talk to everybody. Who do you know that is the right fit for this if it's not you?
Right.
And it was all based on your reputation. So Johnny would recommend Sammy, and then the recruiter would call Sammy.
And how long would it take to say, you know what, Sammy is the name you brought up.
Right.
They are the right person. How right. long would it take to really vent them out to realize they're right?
Right. And that's where the roulette comes in, because mm-hmm. If a recruitment firm didn't do their best, you end up with a candidate, and you won't know until 3 to 6 months in.
And that's
what's so hard.
Expensive, then, too,
expensive
right?
mistake, yeah. If you miss hire, it's going to cost you 2 to 3 times the annual salary.
So as you walk through this process, yeah. we could see it's a lot.
Yeah.
You've created a platform now that almost does a lot of this for you, right?
That's right, yeah. So I love that you see that parallel is I'm still in recruitment.
You are.
I still have a recruitment tool, and it's just that next level.
So you've opened it up for everybody.
Absolutely. So hiring managers, HR managers, business owners can go into the app, send messages to whoever they want to recruit talent. They can see their professional profiles to recruit the talent. It's fantastic.
It's P-E-E-P-L-E.
You got it.
Right? It's like yeah. peeping into somebody.
Yeah,
right?
We were originally called Peep. Mm-hmm. Actually, that was our original name. And there was an app that got launched in New York while we were still building our app. And so we actually had to change the name because they were called Peep. And so we changed it to People, which was better name anyway.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
But it kind of sounds like, what is that one app where women get to rank men?
Okay, let's talk about that. So that's Lulu.
Yeah, Lulu.
And Lulu is quite interesting because congratulations to Lulu.
They I got a 96, by the way, just to let you know. I'm pretty good. I'm very proud of it.
How did you get a 96? It's only out of 10.
Well, I got a 9.6.
Okay,
yeah,
9.6. This is great. So congratulations to Lulu. They just got bought on February 9th. For an undisclosed amount mm-hmm. by Baidu, which is one of the world's largest
Baidu's
dating
huge, yeah.
companies, right?
Oh, Baidu, I didn't...
No, Baidu.
Oh,
different.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
B-A-D-O-O.
Oh.
I believe I spelled that right. So Lulu made it, and it was an app that allowed you to rate your ex-boyfriends anonymously, and then these ex-boyfriends would have to pay Lulu to find out what these women have said about them.
Which I did.
Which you did, okay. And, you know, it's so fascinating because an app like Lulu today would never get into the App Store.
Why not?
It would get rejected for rating people. So it's quite fascinating. So Apple has changed their terms and conditions, and we had a hard time getting into
the App Store.
We're in. We launched a week ago.
But aren't you doing the same thing?
We're not rating. We're recommending people. And there is no score that's associated with you as a person. There's your people number, which is just a tally of the number of recommendations you receive. So Apple let us do that. But we originally had your people number as this complicated algorithm that looked at how positive you are in the app. It looked at how many recommendations you've received, how many recommendations you've written. It looked at everything and gave you a people score. And Apple did not like that.
You can incorporate it later.
Yeah.
You can do it later on. That's an upgrade. So as you go through what you have right now,
yeah.
if I want to be on the app as right. someone to be rated, can I do that, or am I automatically on there?
Okay, so we made some really important changes to the app based on that viral feedback we got last year. First and foremost, nobody can add you to the app.
Okay.
They can recommend you, And tie it to your cell phone number, and then that recommendation lies dormant until you join the app, and then you can decide to publish it on your profile.
Can you take it off then too? If you get a whole bunch of negative reviews,
you can delete any of the recommendations. So here's the four changes. So you can no one can add you to the app. You can deactivate your account at any time. You have full control over what goes live on your profile.
Really?
And then there's no longer a 5-star rating system. There's the people number.
But wait a second. I mean, I get what you're doing.
Yeah.
But in a lot of ways, does that stay truthful for the individuals then?
Totally fair. So I get that question a lot. We have future features that we plan on implementing to create a better user experience. So, for example, the Truth License. The Truth License allows you to upgrade the app, and you're able to see all the recommendations that were never published on profiles.
This
without
is like,
publicly shaming you.
No, I get it. But like LinkedIn, you pay for more advanced features as you pay as a member. I love that. So you have a nice revenue model part of what you're doing.
I hope so. I hope
so. What do you mean you hope so?
Well, that's the goal, right? You gotta find, you know, where is the value for your users? And if you create enough value, they're willing to pay for those features.
So as you, one week, Julia, as you go through this, you've gotten some scrutiny.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see this as a bad thing.
No, I really don't. At least we're worth talking about, right?
Well, not just that. I also bring this up because I think people that are concerned about who they are the ones that are concerned about that. That's exactly right. We go back to that transparency world that I think we're all going into no matter what.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. In a digital space, it's going to get even stranger.
There's a company based in L.A. called Valve, V-A-L-V-E.
Okay.
And they make a product called Steam, okay, which a lot of game players use. When you go work for Steam, you determine what your salary is going to be.
Oh, great, like a reverse offer.
And they put it up on the public board knowing what everybody gets paid.
Wow.
So then a year later, they determine if you're a value of that. If not, you're let go.
Amazing.
Nobody has overvalued themselves
at
all.
That's amazing.
Because they've created the community. It's pretty great, right?
Yeah.
So when we come back, I want to talk about some of the hurdles you've had to go through, how you've tackled that, because other companies out there probably have gone through similar situations. People want to find out more, Julie, where do they go? What's the app?
Sure. So it's in the App Store. It's called People.
On iOS or both?
iOS. Soon Android, but only on iOS and only available in North America minus Mexico.
It's a part of North America.
I know.
You know about NAFTA? It's part of it.
I'm sorry. We didn't release in Mexico.
Oh, no. I don't know why. Maybe we'll find out. But go download the app during our break. Be online with us while it happens. If you miss anything during the show, just go to businessrockstars.com or see what's happening while we're streaming the show. How do you handle criticism? Rise above it to grow your business more. We'll find out when we get back. I'm Ken Rakowski, connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who is that much of a success.
Don't overstay your welcome. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. When it's time to give your conclusion of your presentation, you have to provide a clear signal that you're wrapping up and the buyer isn't caught by surprise. Some people will say, hey, well, in conclusion, but you can do much better than that. For example, you could say, many companies sell products like ours. Most of them are average, some of them are downright terrible, and there's a few good ones. As you've seen here today, ours is the best in the market at spinning, whizzing, and zipping, whatever. And I leave you with this. These are the most important features that you need. This is why I'm busy, we're busy as a company, and I'm in high demand. And before I'm out of time here, we should figure out if you and I should continue the conversation we started here. This lets the buyer know that they have to earn the right to do business with you. It's not an automatic given. Remember, don't overstay your welcome. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Warren Klaff with Pitch Anything.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Is Business Rockstar.
It's Ken Okowski, Business Rockstar. Starting, growing, and funding your passion is something real and sustainable. We are here to help you do that, and also want to make sure to remind you over and over again, you are not alone. As an entrepreneur, there are people just like you that are getting their businesses going, and they need help, and they want to be part of a community. We're doing that for you. BusinessRockstars.com. We're just kind of brainstorming. At least I think I've come up with a decent slogan or pitch for people. Do you like it, Julia?
I liked it, yeah.
We are the LinkedIn for the mobile generation.
That's fabulous.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. I go download the app. I publish my profile. Do you connect with all the social media tools out there so I could do a fast publish?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do a little Facebook?
Facebook, Twitter,
bam, I'm out
email,
there.
Text.
Yeah. And I alert all my friends now that I'm there.
You can invite your Facebook friends.
Tell me what you think about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
And the truth might hurt, but boy, could it be helpful.
Right. Maybe you can make relationships stronger because you didn't know that something went wrong. And so constructive feedback is very helpful for somebody at your level in your career.
I love that, by the way. I know mm-hmm. it's scary to some people.
Yeah.
But when you do this, it opens you up for, you're not saying bullying or harassment.
Absolutely not.
Right? Because me as the owner of my own profile can determine what publicly
That's
will be
right.
seen.
That's exactly right.
Right. Is there a cost for me as a user to publish myself?
Totally free.
So will there be a price for the HR individual or somebody on the other side to get deeper reviews?
That's right. Eventually we will have licensing for
Smart.
The recruiters, the HR professionals, the business owners that don't necessarily want to be on the app, but they want access to your professional profile.
People, P-E-E-P-L-E, that's where you go on the App Store and iOS and download the app. You've been around for about 10 days. What kind of criticism have you gotten?
I think I've heard it all.
Like what? And why do you think that has popped up? Let's talk about
you
some
know,
of
this. You know, when you cause such disruption or mm-hmm. innovation, you're definitely not going to have everybody like you.
Of course not.
And when you're onto something big, there's sometimes fear.
Always.
And fear equals anger for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's just what we're experiencing is, with the noise and with all the media, there's confusion.
Well, come on, tell us some of the stuff.
You know, I don't like to give energy into people.
We're not that, giving energy. I just yeah. want to show you how you combat it. So let me give yeah. you an example. Travis Kalanick, who's got Uber, okay?
Yeah.
He's had death threats. He's and you know
okay,
where he
fair
is.
Fair enough.
Is because he's disrupting an industry that's pretty
right.
legacy and's got problems, right?
Yeah.
You are disrupting what?
I am disrupting the reputation management space. I'm disrupting the ability to learn about people as quickly as possible and see real information based on people that actually know them.
Okay. Yeah. Now explain how big that industry is that you're disrupting. Reputation management, the companies that do this.
Yeah.
I know people that pay $50,000 to $100,000 a month to maintain a certain reputation. These are Wall Street executives and so
sure.
forth that create a persona that may not necessarily be accurate.
Right.
You're going into an industry that they want to protect those precious dollars they make on those people.
Right.
And you're giving it to the people.
Right.
To create a rating system. I know you don't want to call it that.
Sure.
Of course you're going to get criticism.
Yeah.
Because that's a big revenue source you're tapping into that
Fair.
You're eliminating for them.
Fair.
So how do you combat against that?
You know what? Things need to change, right?
Yes.
And it's going to be, if it's not going to be somebody like me disrupting, somebody else is going to do it. During the media attention that we had last October, we had 45 people, individuals, come forward and say, I was doing the exact same thing that you were building.
But
I'm not going to build it now because I can't beat your brand. Can I join your
really?
Team instead? Yeah. So,
high five me, girl.
So
that's awesome.
I'm not the only crazy
one out
there.
It's a good high five. Wow.
I'm not the only crazy one out there that feels a need to build this. And we now have a global network around the world.
Wait,
of
how long have you been launched?
Ready to join us.
How long have you been launched?
A week.
So how did you build it so fast?
Well, the media attention. Everybody came forward. They came out of the woodwork and the forest. And they're just like, hey, I want to join your team.
So it sounds like right now, I don't know the answer. You tell me, are you looking for investors?
Absolutely.
It's like the best time to get involved with you right now because you've got that rocket ship
That's
straight
right.
up.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do people hunt you down for investing opportunities?
So they're finding me on LinkedIn. They can easily go to our website and fill out our contact form, and I will definitely get back to anybody that's interested
in investing. You'll find out, right?
I will be on it.
So you're based in Canada, you said.
Yeah.
You're going to move down to California.
I'd like to, yeah.
What's it like being a woman entrepreneur in Calgary?
It's actually really great.
It's kind of a dude town.
It is, but it is really great, too. I think Canadians and my fellow Calgarians are very respectful, and they're very excited about what I've built. And what's definitely interesting is there isn't a big tech hub in Calgary.
No, not at all.
So, you know, I'm proud of the other fellow tech people up there, like, you know, that are Trumpet and, you know, Petrofeed and companies trying to, you know, make it out there. I really appreciate that. And I think we have this mutual respect. But for me to stay in Calgary would be playing small for my company's
future.
It's time
to get out.
It's time for us
You're
to...
You ready for it?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
So I had last week on one of the co-founders of Coyote Ugly. You remember the saloon?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the saloon started first.
I've been there in Vegas.
You've been to it, right?
Yeah.
But the saloon started first, and then the movie came from it, and then
right.
they have a bunch of... And I've met a bunch of other very powerful, strong, confident women CEOs and
right.
entrepreneurs. And they all seem to suffer from a similar dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
They can't find good guys.
Are you Amen
to that. Are you in a similar situation?
Yeah.
Why is this the case?
Okay, well, I think there's two things. One, we can be intimidating, right? We're not your traditional feminine woman that's going to... you know, stay at home and necessarily
Old
raise
school.
The kids and
yeah,
cook
yeah.
everything. I mean, that's just doesn't really, that's
doesn't work
not,
anymore.
Not in alignment for some of us. And the second thing is I think we're really picky, you know, because we're so strong and we know what we want. We're very sure about what we want when it comes to men. And
uh-huh.
and so those two just don't really line up that well.
I'm guessing the next date you go on, you're going to be using your own app to find out if that person's worth it.
That is exactly what you should do. All of those online daters should definitely go on the app to look
people
up to see, like, you know, uh-huh. is this guy really 6 feet
uh-huh.
or is he 5'7"? Like, I mean, why are you lying about your height? And,
sure,
you know,
I appreciate
awkward.
You hanging out with us. Thanks
yeah,
a lot.
Thank
Again,
you.
People want to find more people on the App Store.
Yeah.
Download it. Sorry, our friends in Mexico, you can't have it yet.
Not yet.
Give you time. And Android users, you'll get it soon.
Absolutely.
But hopefully you'll find somebody.
I look forward to it. Ask me out. I might say yes, right?
I can't. I can't. I'm not Mormon. That's it. All right. We're always here to help you out from starting to growing to fund your business. We're connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
Our Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.